The Portfolio Doctors on KCBQ is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.
Next on KCPQ, stay tuned for the Portfolio Doctors, Dan Osgood and Stephen Vick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own and do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The following information is for educational purposes only. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Welcome to the Portfolio Doctors on News Talk AM 1170 KCBQ. Your financial future depends on making sound investment decisions. Make sure you get accurate information and a weekly checkup from a source you trust. The Portfolio Doctors will see you now. Live in studio, here are Dan Osgood and Steve Bick. The Portfolio Doctors.
Welcome to the weekend. It is another edition of the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
I'm Steve Bick.
And our show is about helping you make sound financial decisions and understanding that you look out for yourself ultimately better than anyone else. So if you can take the time to educate yourself, you're going to be better suited to make the right decision when someone says, do this, do that, you should do this, you shouldn't do that. And understand that typically when someone is saying that they've got something to sell you, or there is some other motive behind that recommendation, and you need to understand whether what's being recommended is something that is suitable for you or not. So pretty wild week in the markets, but we don't tend to like to talk too much about the markets. All-time highs. That the thing we like to talk about on events like that is the fact that it gets over-sensationalized more and more every time something like that happens. And the reality is the market's barely up for the year, even though it's hitting all-time highs. And you should be aware that that all the hype and all the sensationalized headlines are really not a big deal.
No, you just have to take it one day at a time in the market right now. I mean, it seems like that classic Buzz Lightyear comment, to infinity and beyond. When my son was growing up, when he was like five, he used to love that movie. Mm-hmm. No, he wasn't even five, I don't think. And he used to stand on the edge of the couch and put his arms out and jump off. And he said to infinity and beyond, but all in one word. He just said Fion. And that's sort of where the market's going, right?
It's Fion. Fion.
Yeah.
That'll be our new motto.
That's right.
Fion.
Yeah, the problem is with Fion is that it's never to infinity and beyond without a few rocky roads.
Right. It could get there someday, but I guarantee there's going to be a couple Grand Canyons along the way.
Well, we haven't had a correction since 2011.
Right. That wasn't even really a correction, was it?
No. Well, it a correction in normal terms is like a 10% pullback. And right. I think we did have that back in 11, but it was very brief. It was so brief it didn't even really recognize it.
Right. Yeah. It happened and then came back pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Well, over the last couple of weeks, we have been talking about bonds.
Yep.
And it's not really our intent to talk additionally about bonds, although we will cover them many times into the future. Mm-hmm. But I came across a pretty interesting article this past week that I thought was really important to bring up to emphasize the way bonds work and the impact they have, and then also to lead into one of the topics we'd like to talk about, which is inflation and the impact inflation has, that really doesn't get talked about, and it's not easily understood. Mm-hmm. But this article came from The Exchange, a man named Rick Ferry, put the article together on Yahoo Finance. Ben Carlson, who is a CFA and a portfolio manager, put this together, kind of a letter to the editor, explaining how bonds work. And just as a quick refresher, bonds prices and interest rates are inversely related. We've talked about that a little bit over the last 2 weeks. Yep. And that just means it's the old-fashioned balancing scale, where the interest rate a bond pays is on one side and the price is on the other. So as you hear interest rates are going up, that means one side of your scale is going up the other side is going down. So if you can understand that, then it's a pretty simplistic way to look at what happens with bond prices and interest rates at, when you're hearing rates went up or down.
Correct. Just for those who are interested, the reason obviously it does that is if the interest rates are going up, then you're going to pay less for the bond because you want that coupon payment to cover your the
right.
yield.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's really how it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the biggest important part of this article was you look at one of the biggest movements in bonds over the history. From 1950 to the end of 1981, the interest rates on the 10-year treasuries rose by over 500%.
Right.
That's
31 years, right?
Right. That's a very long period of time.
And that's the largest rise in interest rates ever?
I believe so, yes.
So 500% must, what, 2.5 to like 14 or something?
Yes, it was 2.3. It went as high as 14.6.
Okay.
Which, I mean, just that in itself shows you that's not a huge move over a 30-year period. No. It's very significant, but at the same time, that's really only moves out to, what, 2.8% a year.
Yeah, because people always think about it like a stock,
where
stocks gyrate all over the place, and typically bonds don't really do that.
Well, that's the very next part is the worst annual return during that period, that 30-year period for bonds, was 5%.
A loss of 5%.
Right, for the entire year in a time when rates are moving that fast. And the reality is that's just one bad day in the stock market.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think about it today, right? We've got the 10-year at 2.5% roughly. Let's assume you have a 20% move in that yield.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna go to 3.
Right.
You're gonna go from 2.5 to 3, mm-hmm. and that's a 20% move. So it's a little bit like watching paint dry to some degree.
That's exactly it's bond bear markets. So meaning going down,
right,
are more like death by 1,000 cuts rather than a straight dive down.
Yeah.
And a better one I've heard is like being pecked to death by a chicken.
More than one, I would think.
It's going to take a long time.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's really important. And then it goes on to emphasize investors should really be worried about inflation risk as opposed to the interest rate risk. Because that's we were talking about this over lunch. If interest rates are at 2% right now, or we'll do it the other way around. If interest rates were, say, at 10% and inflation was at 8%, you've got that 2% buffer that you're doing a little bit better than inflation.
Yeah, you're making 2% real money.
But if inflation was at 0 and your interest rate is only paying you 2%,
same.
It's exactly the same impact on your wallet, but most people don't really grasp that because they look and say, well, gee, I was making 10%, now I'm only making 2%. It doesn't work, but the reality is that's the exact same impact on your wallet.
Yeah, and those are real rates of return. I mean, the nominal rate of return is what you would say. That would be the in your today, the nominal rate of return is 2.5% on the bond,
mm-hmm.
on the 10-year, because that's in total what you're getting. The real rate of return, well, that all depends on what your idea is of inflation, but let's assume that inflation is at 4% right mm-hmm. now, not the Fed's version, which is 1.5 or whatever they say it is. Let's assume inflation's at 4, and your nominal rate is 2.5, which is what we know is that's actually what you're going to get. Then your real rate of return is the 4% of inflation off that 2.5% nominal yield. So right. You're actually losing 1.5% a year.
Right. And to kind of wrap this whole article up, one of the best parts that was in this, bonds were not a great long-term investment during this 30-plus year period of time,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty obvious, but they did do their part, and this is where they fit into the portfolio as kind of that safety buffer. When stocks were down 11% in 1957, bonds were up about 7% that year.
Mm-hmm.
In 66, stocks fell about 10%, bonds were up 3%. When stocks fell 37% from the start of 1973 through the end of 1974, bonds were up about 6% in total over that time.
Mm.
And that's that inverse relationship that typically exists with stocks and bonds.
Yeah, you hope it remains intact.
Right. It's been a little different over the last couple of years.
Although where we are now at 2.5%, if you see interest rates go to 4 or 5, that means the bonds prices are going to get killed.
Right.
And you'll probably see the stock market just get killed as well. So at that point, you might have this situation where everything's
both
going down.
Moving together. Yep. Well, well, stick around. When we get back, we will discuss in detail a little more, go into inflation a little bit further, and cover some other very important aspects. You are listening to The Portfolio Doctors. This is KCPQ 1170 Intelligent Talk Radio.
Download your free KCBQ smartphone app. Search KCBQ. Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for listening out there. It's a beautiful day, so we wouldn't hold it against you if you were just lounging on the beach and maybe have that portable radio sitting next to you listening. That'd be ideal, I guess.
Well, you might be listening in a week's time on iPod.
Correct.
You might have downloaded us.
It could get up even quicker.
That's right.
We generally get it up pretty quick after each show. So what Steve's mentioning, we are available. We have podcasts available on iTunes. So go there, search theportfoliodoctors.com, and we have a whole history of shows that we've done, and we upload the new ones as soon as we record them.
Yeah, it's becoming quite a catalog.
Yes. Ah. We've got a number of them out there, and generally there's a little description of what that show covers. So if there's certain topics you want to listen to, and you can look and see if we covered one of those things. And if not, we like to put this out there. If there's a topic you would like to hear us discuss or give details about how certain things work, reach out to us. You can reach us online, Steve at theportfoliodoctors.com. You can email Steve. You can email myself, Dan at theportfoliodoctors.com. Or you can go on our website, theportfoliodoctors.com, and fill out a little page there, put an email in, we'll get back to you, and we'll try to answer any questions you have.
Now, I'll say one thing, a little bit of housekeeping quickly.
Yes.
If you're listening and you won a book and we tried to send it to you and it got sent back to us, you might want to just call us again and tell us your name and address very clearly, because obviously we got the wrong address.
Or give us an email address. We'll email you. Yeah. And you can respond back with an accurate information.
Because I do have one book that was returned.
You have one that was returned. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, if you're listening out there, call in or email us, and let's get that book out to you.
Yeah.
Well, inflation. This is a very important topic. A little bit hard
people
to understand.
Don't understand. And the reason they don't understand is because it's not really money out of your wallet. It's not like a tax. Well, it is a tax, but it's not like a tax. If you want to know, it's a tax, but it's the stealth tax. Most taxes, you see the money actually going, or when you spend money at the store, you see it going. But all that the inflation's doing is it's taking your money from you faster.
Right.
So you don't really realize. You go down and you buy some beans today and they cost you a dollar, and then you go back in a month's time and they cost you $1.05. You don't really, doesn't make much of an impact, but it catches up over time.
Right. You might notice over time, every time you go to the grocery store, it seems like you're getting the same stuff, but the bill seems to be getting a little higher.
Or the bag stays the same size, but the amount of crisps inside is about a third of the weight.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's all inflation. Mm-hmm. And how it impacts, I mean, we're talking bonds, and you know, really when you think about bonds right now, the rate of return is minimal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better, as you say, than nothing. Okay. Right. And it is a safety net, because if you have a situation like we had back in 2007, in 2008, when everything, all the wheels fell off. You get killed in stocks. And let's assume that you have a 30% meltdown in stocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you've lost 30% in your stock portfolio, you need, 25% in your
25%
stock. You need like 33% return just to get back to whole again. And then it starts accelerating.
Yeah, that really emphasizes the impact of, or the magnitude of, a negative return. And that's what we talk about. We talk about Warren Buffett's quote all the time: the best way to make a lot of money is to not lose money.
Yep.
And that is really, really an important thing to understand. It's probably easier said than done. But at the same time, just to emphasize what Steve said, if you lose 50%, a lot of people don't understand this, that means you need to earn 100% to get back to even.
On that remaining balance. Yeah.
Right, just to get back to where you were, and 100% return without any hiccups along the way, being aggressive could take 7 to 10 years.
Yeah, and if you're running inflation during that time of 4%, and it took you 10 years to get there, you're back to whole, but you're not, because you're still down by 4% a year times 10 years, you're still 40% in a hole.
Right.
So you've lost out big time in that trade.
Right.
And if you lose 100%, then you need to.
It's a theme of our show coming up. The only way to get back if you lose 100% is fiat.
Yeah, exactly. And 75, you lose 75, you need 400%.
400%.
It just gets, I mean, that's why you just can't lose money.
Right.
If you only return, the first thing you have to do is you've got to return a real number. Real. That means what you return less inflation, whatever that number equals, that's your real rate of return.
Correct.
Not a fictitious number. That's the actual amount that you are actually growing by every single year. Very few people actually get that number to be positive.
Right.
Because let's just take a round number of 5% inflation rate. You take 5% off your total portfolio. Yeah, there's probably pieces of your portfolio that beat 5%, mm-hmm. but there's going to be a massive amount of your portfolio that didn't. And when you combine all of them together and you actually find out the actual rate of return of your investment, you know, you'll be lucky to be at zero.
Right.
I mean, the average investor returns 2% a year. So they're losing at 3% in that equation.
Right. Inflation has averaged over its history, depending on who you follow, anywhere from 3 to about 4, 4.25.
Yeah. I know 5 is a little bit aggressive, but I just wanted to use it as an easy number. But yeah, it's probably, you know, I would say it's minimum of 3.
Right. Usually I'll say 3.5 to 4 just as a kind of a benchmark to be fairly safe over history.
Mm-hmm. And so you take 4% off what your returns are. You know, you're essentially just marking time.
Right.
You know, and 4% today is almost impossible to find.
Right.
So you're really up against it. This is the problem with this low interest rate environment. And what people don't understand is that it's really, really difficult in this environment to make real rates of return. And that's really hurting everyone, particularly the retirees.
Right. Yeah, we've talked about the whole CD impact of rates dropping. People that had money saved and were just investing in CDs and rolling them over and collecting the interest that they paid over and over, and that's how they were making their living. When they were paying 5 or 6%, maybe it wasn't so hard. Now that they're paying 1%, if you put your money out there a long ways, that's a very substantial difference, not even taking into account what inflation's doing to that.
I'll tell you right now, and listeners of our show will probably be all over this, but let's assume you do see a spike in interest rates. And let's say you do see the 30-year get to 7, 8, 9%. I would hope our listeners will have learned enough by now to just jump in all over that,
right,
lock in that 8% for 30 years, because you've seen just how much of a problem this is, having interest rates down below, I mean, on your CDs, less than one.
Right.
I mean, you just can't survive.
And there are lots of ways that can benefit you, because if rates got that high and then worked their way back down to current levels,
yep,
now you're 7% interest-paying treasury,
oh, you're looking great,
is going to be worth 30, 40, 50% more than you paid for it.
Yep.
So you have a lot of decisions to make at that point of, should I sell this and have additional principal now to reinvest, which could potentially give you the same income, but it gives you a much higher principal amount. And this is probably too complicated to try to explain over the radio, but
yeah. Well, what I do want to look at, I know we've got another article there about the myths of retirement. Let's pull that out for
okay.
You
want me to run through these?
Yeah, give us number one. We might not get through it all this segment, but let's start.
Okay, here's a few areas retirees don't know as much as they think they do.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is from the Sunday Journal.
Yep, I think so.
Okay. First one, you'll probably retire earlier than expected.
See, I'm not sure if I agree with that. I think that the hopefully people don't retire earlier than expected. I would hope that if you've learned one thing, I mean, one quick way to repair, because obviously you think about retirement. Retirement is really, I'm not working anymore. I'm just mm-hmm. going to cruise now, and my portfolio is going to generate enough income to support me and right. hopefully beat inflation and have a real rate of return. I mean, that's all we've been discussing. So if you retired, let's say today at the age of, let's assume 60, and you live till 90 or 95, okay, you've got 35 years of retirement. You better have a huge, big portfolio, particularly if you factor in inflation rate of 4%. If you don't have that massive, big portfolio, then if you have that option, you can fix that. One way you can fix it is to not retire.
Right.
Just keep working.
And we talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
If you find something you truly love doing,
yep.
Are you really going to work if you're doing something that you enjoy that much?
Well, let's say you don't enjoy what you're doing, okay? And that's most people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't enjoy what they're doing. They would love to be doing something else. It's funny because everyone will always tell you what they would love to be doing.
Right.
So then you wonder why they aren't doing that. But okay, so I mean, if it's, you know, lazing on the beach, then that's not going to help you much, you know. Unless you can write a blog giving out wave reports or something. I don't know if people will pay you, but I mean, there's normally a spin
there's a
on
will,
it,
there's
right?
A way.
Yeah. So, but let's assume you were in this job that you don't like, mm-hmm. and you know what you do like doing, and there's some kind of a monetary value associated with doing what you love. You can start today training yourself and finding out how to get over to that job right now.
Correct.
You might have to do some more schooling. You might have to take a few courses. You might have to get licensed. You might have to, I don't know exactly what it is. Maybe you need to raise a bit of money. Maybe, you know, but you can start putting those pieces right. into place now. That means that in like 2 or 3 years, you can finally leave the job that you really right. detest and make that step over at your supposed retirement age. You're not retiring. You're just now going to not work, if you want right. to look at it that way.
I have a client right now who has been working in a difficult industry his whole career, and it's subject to economic fluctuation. So mm-hmm. in good times, he has lots of work. In bad times, he doesn't. And he's just gotten so frustrated, he's basically doing that. And he has started training himself and bought some pieces of equipment to run a business out of his garage.
Yep.
And he's just about, over the last couple of years, he's just about at that point now where he's going to have to take that leap of faith. But I can see the happiness in his face that he's terrified of taking that leap, but he's going to be doing something he really enjoys, and it's not going to be work anymore.
No, well,
it's gonna
I mean,
be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And it actually reduces risk.
Yep.
People don't understand that there's more risk working for someone than there is running your own business.
Right. You can get fired or laid off at any time.
Yeah, at any time with no notice.
Correct.
But so. I mean, this way, if you've got your own company, your own master, and you can create your own destiny.
Right. You can be your own bad boss. So, well, stick around. We will cover the other five pieces, the other four, I guess. We have four left of the retirement myths. You are listening to The Portfolio Doctors. This is KCBQ 1170, Intelligent Talk Radio.
Download your free KCBQ smartphone app. Search KCBQ. Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ, San Diego.
And online at KCBQ.com.
Welcome back. This is The Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
I'm Steve Bick.
And
yeah, I just want to touch. We finished off last time saying do what you love, and then it's not work. So really, the idea behind that is if it doesn't feel like work, you get up because you want to get up, you want to go to work. I mean, there have been studies showing that, A, it gives you a longer life.
Yes.
Because you're not wondering why you were put on this planet. And then the second thing it does is it staves off that day where you have to start digging into your retirement.
Right.
So it gives you a much better shot at living the lifestyle that you really want to live when you retire. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is one of the main keys of the whole thing.
And if you're your own boss and it's your own company, you can probably develop a schedule where you can come and go as you please. You can go on vacations whenever you want, depending on the business.
Yeah.
And really be retired and be doing something you love at the same time.
Correct.
Which is funding that retirement, funding trips, whatever it is you like doing in your spare time, funding golf every morning and then go to the office or whatever your job.
No, exactly right. And that's really the key. And I think you're the same as I am, Dan. I mean, I love what I do. So it's really, I don't really feel ever in the morning, oh, no, I've got to go to work. Every day I just wake up. If I had $400 billion, I would still be doing this.
Yeah, that's what you say now.
Yeah. Well, my lottery tickets aren't running too well.
No.
But, I mean, you know, I would do this regardless, you know, and because really, what else are you going to do?
Right. It's proven it helps your brain stay active, keep your brain active. It makes life much easier on you, a lot longer. Did you have any other examples? Or?
Yeah, I do. I mean, The one thing that I wanted to discuss was on the risks factor, because there's always this this thought process that running your own business is more risky than getting a job. Just go get a job. I mean, everyone's heard it. Go get a job. You know, it'll be much safer, much more sound, and that's actually a fallacy. You know, well, let's just take it as two separate jobs, okay? You've got one guy, let's assume, who's a banker making, let's say, 100 grand a year, or 60 grand, let's just say 60. And let's say his brother is a taxi cab driver. Mm-hmm. He also makes, let's assume, 60 grand a year. The banker knows every single month $5,000 will show up in his account, because that's how you just get paid monthly, right?
Right.
Nice and safe, no volatility, it's just in comes your paycheck. The cab driver, 1 month he'll have a great month. You know, someone wants him to drive from San Diego to Los Angeles and back and pays him $400. You know, what a great day. And then the next day he doesn't get a fare. So his earnings are all over the map, very volatile, up and down all over the map. But then one day the banker gets laid off. You know, 2008 shows up, the banker's laid off. Never knew, saw it coming, didn't have a clue what was happening. Out of business, that 5,000 goes to zero. The taxi cab driver, unless he's in a really bad accident or something like that, it doesn't matter to him. So he has one bad day. Doesn't matter. Tomorrow he'll probably pick up a few fares. He's never going to go to zero. He's always going to have some income. So it's actually, while his earnings are very volatile, they're all over the map, he's at less at risk than someone sitting in the stable supposed job.
Right.
And people don't understand that actually volatility and running your own business is almost more, while it seems on the surface to be more risky, it's actually in the long run less risky.
Right, more secure.
Now that's a very hard concept to understand. And for those people who really want to dig into this topic at length, you can read a great book by Nassim Taleb. And just go onto Amazon, type up Nassim Taleb. And there's a book, and now I'm struggling to remember what the name is. Even though I've read them all, the first one he wrote was Fooled by Randomness. The second one was A Black Swan.
And this Anti-Fragile?
Anti-Fragile is the third book. And this third book, Anti-Fragile, is, you don't really need to read the other two because the other two build to this one. But really, his premise is you need to invest, you need to your life needs to be run around anti-fragile. There was no word for fragile, the opposite of fragile. So if you think about fragile, what's the opposite? And it's not robust or strong. That's not anti-fragile. That's in between fragile and anti-fragile. Anti-fragile means, if you think of a vase that's fragile, you drop it, it smashes. Anti-fragile is you throw it on the ground and it bounces higher.
Right.
Okay, so I mean, what he's saying is you need to look at investments and life in an anti-fragile way, that if things go wrong or if bad things happen, you actually get stronger.
Right. You're going to thrive because of those things.
And that's really what we try to do in portfolios, is look at an anti-fragile portfolio where when everything stays normal, you do okay. But when things go wrong or when there's volatility, you actually do better.
Right.
So, and that's the premise behind working for yourself, doing what you love. It's anti-fragile, same as my example of the taxi driver versus the banker. Yeah, the banker seems like he has a better, more stable job, but in actual fact, when you actually peel the layers of the onion back, the taxi cab driver has a more stable income.
That's great information.
Yeah, it's hard to get your mind around.
Yes, absolutely.
Because the most people think of it the other way, and I'm sure there's a lot of people shaking their head going, you know, what the heck is Steve talking about? He doesn't, you know, that's completely not true. But the problem is that society has pushed us through the sausage mill that says, this is normal, go this way. And when you actually sit back and look and you read books like Anti-Fragile and various other books out there, even mine, it's a little bit, you know, it's a different twist on things. It makes a lot more sense once you get your mind around it.
Right. Just don't follow the herd, which that's kind of the premise of this show, is you have to do things for yourself, not worry about what your neighbor's doing, what you hear on TV, what you read in Business Week, and do what some sponsor is promoting for someone to advertise for you and say, oh, this is what you should be doing because we'll take care of everything.
Yeah.
You have to really be cautious and understand that if you're looking out for yourself, you're going to do it better than anyone else. And that's where we're trying to give you different points of view where you can look at something a little differently than you always have and say, well, wow, okay, wait a minute. I understand that. Maybe we should consider doing something a little bit differently.
Yeah, I mean, because that the norm isn't working.
Right.
I mean, it works great for the guys on the stock exchange. You know, they're making tons of money. I saw the other day that people are trading more on their 401k and those accounts on day trading than ever before. So they're making, you know, it's rather, they're the guys that are selling the shovels to the miners. You know, it's almost like Levi Strauss. You know, he showed up back in the good old days of the gold rush with the material to build tents and couldn't sell a tent. Mm-hmm. And then he was basically about to give up and call it a day when he realized that all the miners were complaining that their pants and shirts were being ripped and torn in the rocks when they were working. So he cut up his tent material and turned it into clothes, and now here we have jeans.
Levi Strauss, one of the biggest, most successful clothing companies in the world.
Yeah, so there was the opportunity. But the thing is, if you work for someone, you don't get to participate in those opportunities. Correct. When you own your own company, yes, you might think, oh, I've missed the boat or I don't have anything going on. But, you know, there's always an opportunity somewhere.
Right.
You just got to find it.
Yeah, I have another example. A client I worked with a number of years ago was working at a tech firm here in San Diego, getting options and huge benefits over and over, making a great salary, but wasn't happy. We talked about it. We kind of looked at, well, what interests you, this, that, and ultimately he ended up buying a business and running that business, and then in a short time bought two more of the same business in different locations, and now is happier than he's ever been. And I don't know if he's making as much as he was back at that tech firm, but he's a lot happier and happiness and peace of mind, and he's still doing very well.
Yeah, it's sort of like that joke about the guy goes to this little fishing village. New York banker goes to a little fishing village and sees this fisherman go out every day and comes back with a few fish, and off he goes to feed his family with it. And after about 3 days, the banker can't stand it. He goes, you know, I see you go out every day. At 10, you're back at 11, you've got a few fish. Why don't you fish longer? And the guy goes, well, why would I do that? He goes, well, then you can catch tons more fish. And he goes, well, what then? He goes, well, you can sell the fish, then maybe buy more fishing boats and have a fleet, and then you can list yourself on the stock market and make tons of money. And then the guy goes, and then what? And he goes, well, then you can retire to fishing village. And the guy looks at him going, well, I'm already here, you know, doing my thing. So that's what we're trying to say, is do it what you love.
Right. It'll just that peace of mind that comes along with that type of thing is great. And sometimes it takes a leap of faith, but at the same time, once you take that leap, it's a very eye-opening experience, and it's that aha moment of, wow, why didn't I do this sooner?
Yeah.
You hear people say that all the time, but that is the reality.
And there's never the perfect time.
Right.
I've opened so many businesses, and it's never the right time.
Right. There's always a reason why it's not a good time, but just like investing in the stock market, there's always some imminent catastrophe to happen. And look at the history of it. It overall, if your time horizon's long enough, does pretty well for you.
Have we just finished the first one?
Yes.
We've got four more.
We're going to get on to the second one here. Second one is the second myth about retirement. It's not easy to get back into the workplace.
It's not.
No.
Just think about it now. I mean, you know, a lot of people go, well, I'll retire, and then if I run short of money, I'll just jump back into the workforce. Mm-hmm. No, it's not easy at all.
It's difficult, especially if you're 55 or 60.
Yeah. How many greeters can you get at Walmart? I mean, seriously, I mean, I don't want to make fun of it, but I mean, seriously, to get back into that workforce when you're 65, 70, you've been out of there 5-10 years, and now you're competing against college kids that are prepared to work longer hours for less pay.
Right.
Your shots at this are slim to none, just about.
Correct.
And this is a big problem. And that's why rather get that new business of yours going. There's more startup companies happening in the older demographic of 60 to 70 just about than in any other demographic in the country right now.
Right.
Because people are waking up to, my goodness, I can't get a job. I need to earn some more income, and the only thing left that I could do is start a business. The problem with it is you've got no expertise at that point in time, and if it doesn't work, now you've really hurt your retirement. Right. So you might want to get started sooner rather than later on that.
You think?
That's just,
That seems to be the
thing. I don't
theme.
Have an opinion on this.
Right. When it comes to retirement, the earlier you start planning for it, the better. It's the same. If you're thinking about starting a business, the sooner you can get serious about it. If you're thinking about just making regular investments for retirement and saving, the sooner you can start, the better. You're going to be better off in the long run.
No more iced tea for me.
That's it. Get you out. Well, you're listening to The Portfolio Doctors. Again, if you want to reach either of us with any questions you have or just talk with us about a situation you have, you can reach me, Dan, at theportfoliodoctors.com, or you can email steve@theportfoliodoctors.com, or go look at our website, theportfoliodoctors.com. This is KCBQ 1170, Intelligent Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Intelligent Talk, 1170, KCBQ.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
Keep up with KCBQ hosts and current events. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Look for the icons online at KCBQ.com.
Welcome back. This is the Portfolio Doctors Radio Show. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And today we've been talking a bit about inflation and then also how to make yourself anti-fragile.
Yep.
That goes along with an article that we came across in the Wall Street Journal, Five Myths About Retirement. We have worked our way all the way to number three.
Oh, we have? It's yes. Taken us 45 minutes to get yes. to number three. We got no chance of finishing them.
I'm sure. We're going to work faster. This one is, you'll regret buying that second home.
Yes.
And I have a hard time really accepting this one completely. And I guess it depends. They're referencing a second home to live in. So maybe, like, I know I have a client who lives up in the north, up in Oregon half the year, and out in the desert for half the year. And he enjoys that because in the winter months he's in the desert, and the summer months when it's hot in the desert he's up in Oregon enjoying a much cooler climate. But
now you do have two house payments that you're dealing
right.
with. And I think that the premise of that article is if you can't really afford it and you're not prepared to rent it out, right?
Right.
You see so many times a couple will buy it and then one of the couple won't want to rent it. Mm-hmm. And so once you've lost that rental income, now you've taken it from an investment property into just a pure second property.
Right.
And I think what they're saying is the cost of that property in terms of upkeep and maintenance and taxes and on and on and on it goes, right? You could save that money and just at the Ritz-Carlton when in the 3 or 4 weeks or maybe just rent a long-term rental when you get here.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I spend quite a bit of time in Hawaii, and you know, I end up there and I'll get a condo for a month if I'm going for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there, you know, and it's not that bad. It's a lot cheaper than having a second place over there.
And there are so many services now where it's like ownership share concepts that are out there. So
even
there
the
are ways
option,
to
yeah.
to accomplish the idea behind owning that second vacation home without having a mortgage. And I guess it would be different if you can afford to just pay it off.
Yeah.
Where you don't have a cash flow issue, if it's not rented, then you're going to be in a little bit better situation. You're still going to have property taxes, but
I think what they're trying to get at there is that maybe the thought process is that, you know, the house will appreciate. So by owning it, you'll end up with an appreciating asset.
Right.
But we've all seen that that doesn't have to be the case.
Right.
So you really need to think carefully on that. Now, if you're going to buy, the better way to go in that example would be to buy it, rent it. I mean, for example, I've got a place in London that I plan on using as a retirement place. But in the meantime, I've got it rented.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in about 5 years' time, it's going to be completely paid off, free and clear. I can still rent it then, but I can rent it on a more limited basis and then start using it.
Right.
So it's that's a better idea. Now you've got the benefit of all worlds. Someone else is paying off your mortgage for you, and you got it set up so when you do want to use it, now it's ready.
And again, this is going to take us right back to the same thing. The earlier you can start, because if you can buy a house in an area where you think you might want to retire to, and this is becoming a more common theme, buy that second house where you might want to move when you retire and have someone else pay that mortgage for you along the way. Rent it full time. And then as you're getting ready to retire or downsize, out go the old renters, fix it up, move in. You've got that place. You may be downsized to a smaller house because you don't want to deal with a big house once you're done working.
And you might just rent your original house. I mean, I don't know. You don't even necessarily have to sell the old one.
Correct.
So, you know, there's so many options.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that what they're saying is just to buy to have it just to sit there. That's not a smart idea.
Correct. Right. So I would agree with that aspect.
What's the next one?
Number four, Medicare doesn't cover what you think it does.
Right. And next one?
Yeah. I was going to say, this is such a... We could probably do five shows in a row and still not cover all the aspects of Medicare.
But they don't. I mean, they don't cover, you know, things like dental, and there's always an out-of-pocket expense. And the older you get, the less it seems to get covered. And so it's not going to happen.
Right. And there are a lot of resources available to research on Medicare. Probably in many cases, they're more confusing than ever.
Oh, man.
There are seminars regularly that make a lot of sense that will try to explain it. The IRS is trying to fix up their website to make things a little more understandable, but there's so many complicated pieces to Medicare.
No, I know. And I mean, not that I'm suggesting this as a solution, but a lot of people that I've heard of do this. They'll actually, it's cheaper in certain instances to get on a plane, fly to like South America or wherever, have a vacation, get your dental work done and fly back, and you've saved yourself money.
Right.
I mean, so, and people are doing that. I mean, that's sort of how little you get covered over in Medicare.
Right.
Yeah.
And the last topic, your budget is unrealistic. And that's your retirement budget, which is part of the whole planning process. The only way you can know what your magic number will be to be able to retire with the lifestyle you plan is to try to estimate what you're going to spend in retirement. And that's not an easy thing to do. You're really only guessing what you're going to spend, because until you retire and start doing the things you think you might want to do, you have no idea what those items are going to
cost. Yeah, and the other side of the equation is people think, okay, I'm going to retire, so I'm going to spend less money because I'm going to be driving less and because I'm not going to be eating out at restaurants so many times at lunch and things like that. But then when it comes down to it, suddenly you're actually just sitting at home.
Mm-hmm.
So then what? You go, well, let's go to the store or let's go to the movies or hey, I'm bored. Why don't we go on that cruise we've always wanted to go on? So you find all of these other places.
I don't feel like making dinner today.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It becomes much easier to go out, shop, travel.
Oh, I've got so much time. I'm going to tinker around in the yard. Or I'm going to build that fence I've always wanted to. And the next thing, you've got way too much lumber from Home Depot. Is it? I mean, right. So, you know, it's amazing where that money's going to go. And it's going to go into places you don't even know. Because really, even if you think it hard, you're not going to know how you're going to spend your time exactly until you get there.
Right. You find something you really enjoy doing in the yard, like you said. You got to fix that fence. And it turns into, you know, I've always wanted to build a gazebo over here. And it just starts spiraling, you know, much
bigger
project.
And I need a special tool that only costs $4,000. And, you know, it's crazy, but I've seen it in action. Mm-hmm. And the other side of it is that, you know, people will do it. They will say, well, I'm going to spend less, for the simple reason that they're trying to drive this round peg into a square hole. It's when they actually look at their retirement and they say, and you do an analysis and you say, right, you need to live on your current revenue stream of $3,000 a month and you're now earning six. People go, well, I can't do it. I can't retire. They want to retire because they hate their job. When they see how much short they're going to be, then they try and justify how they're going to get away with only spending $3,000. And suddenly when they retire, they realize they've lost their safety net of the job. They can't come out on $3,000 a month. And that's even worse than working.
Well, and it's an interesting phenomenon that goes on when you retire. I've seen this many, many times now, helping people get from the workforce into retirement. And
psychologically, it's even harder.
The psychology, that's what I was getting at. The psychological aspect is so difficult because you spend all these years, especially if you're working for some company, and that's a big part of who you are. You're going to work every day. You're in there. You're working. You're doing this job. And then all of a sudden, it's gone.
Yeah.
And the switch, you now have to make a big switch and say, well, gee, okay, now I've been putting money in this account for all these years. Mm-hmm. Now I have to rely on that account as my income source because I'm not earning a check. I'm not going to work anymore.
And worse still, you've done nothing to educate yourself on how that's going to work.
Right.
Because you got this pot of money, but you don't have a clue how to grow it. That's why you got to listen to the portfolio doctors.
That is why we're here.
That's it.
So, well, Steve, did Amazon, did they have a drone come by and drop a shipment of books?
I do actually have five at my office.
You have five new ones?
Yeah.
You feeling a little bit philanthropic today?
I guess I am.
All right, good.
Mainly because you got my arm twisted hard behind my back. Yeah.
We need a video camera in here so they can see what goes on behind the scenes. Well, the first five phone calls or emails to the Portfolio Doctors, you can reach us 858-764-7250. Once again, 858-764-7250, or email me, dan@theportfoliodoctors.com, or email steve@theportfoliodoctors.com. First five inquiries we get, we'll get a copy of Steve's book out. And again, be very clear, speak slowly. Worst case, just give us a phone number and we'll give you a call to get the information from you if you don't want to leave it on a message or via email. You are listening to the Portfolio Doctors. Thank you very much for listening. Get out and enjoy this beautiful weekend.
You've been listening to the Portfolio Doctors on News Talk AM 1170 KCBQ in San Diego. To schedule a financial health check, go to theportfoliodoctors.com. Or to speak with Dan Osgood, Steve Bick, or any guest on this program, please call 858-764-7250. That's 858-764-7250. Learn more about the show online at theportfoliodoctors.com. The
Portfolio Doctors are Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own. They do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that the discussions serve as a substitute for personal advice from ACAS LLC or Cottingham Management Company LLC. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice.
The Portfolio Doctors on KCBQ is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.